The 2026 Atlantic hurricane season has started, but let's start with a recap of last year's when we had 13 named storms, 5 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. The season did get off to a slow start with only 3 storms through the end of July, but the interesting thing was we had a very potent Hurricane Melissa at the end of the season. It was the strongest storm of the season, one of the strongest storms ever recorded in the Caribbean Basin, and it impacted Jamaica during the month of October. Much of the continental United States was spared. Only Tropical Storm Chantel made landfall in the United States with top winds of 50 miles an hour when it moved ashore near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Forecasts for the upcoming season are calling for less than normal activity due to the presence of a developing El Nino in the Pacific. That El Nino may have the tendency to mitigate developing storms across the Atlantic. Usually it produces higher than normal wind shear over the Gulf and over the Caribbean Sea. Another factor that may limit development during the season is cooler than normal water conditions across much of the Caribbean and the main development region in the central Atlantic. Those water temperatures are expected to become warmer once we get beyond the month of July. Currently, we're expecting 9 to 11 named storms during the upcoming season, of which 3 to 5 will be hurricanes, of which 1 or 2 may be major hurricanes. Those are hurricanes where the winds are in excess of 135 miles an hour.